Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. I hope you're having a great day. I am currently sitting here in my hotel room in New York City. It is an absolute beast of a place to live. I absolutely love this place. Wanted to spend several years here earlier in my career, never got to do it. And it's a city that I have visited many times. And every time I come back, I just think, wow, I love it. I love the buzz. I love the hum. I love the people. I love everything about this magnificent part of the world. But one thing about coming here from Sydney, it's a long, long way. And no matter where you sit on the aeroplane, no matter how much you try and sleep at the right times, you do get struck down by a jet lag. And I'm going to tell you right now, for me, I will not be trading today. Today for me is now my afternoon, evening, and I don't feel sharp at all. I'll be doing my scan. I'll be looking at the market because I haven't done it for the last 26 or 36 hours, not properly anyway, because I've been in transit and then I've been sort of all over the place meeting up with my video team, with my podcast team, with my managers, and it's been fantastic getting ready for New York Blockchain Week and Consensus. I cannot wait tomorrow to get out there and get stuck in. And of course, you guys are going to be there listening, watching, and being a part of my journey throughout this blockchain week. There's going to be some amazing guests. I'm sure I'm going to find some pretty cool stuff to bring to you guys. I'm going to try and get a few scoops that are exclusive to this show. So if you haven't already, then you need to go and subscribe to this channel. You need to know when the podcasts are coming out. You need to be on my Facebook, my Twitter, my YouTube. You need to be all over this, and you need to sign up to the Trader Cobb bi-weekly video newsletter where you'll get all the content, because I'm going to take you on a front row pass, a press pass, where I will be interviewing a lot of the people within this space, and you are going to be there with me. So guys, the markets right now, where are we? How are we looking? And what is going on? Well, to be honest with you, right now, we've seen that bullish candle in that cradle zone. Yep, we did break up through the high of that bullish candle ever so. Oh, hang on, let me see. So the high of that candle was 9370. Yes, we did. We broke up through the high of that bullish candle. And since that happened earlier today, we have sold off. And Bitcoin is down a whopping 2%. Relatively low volatility right now. We do not have anything more as far as certainty in trend. We're still in an uptrend. The low of that green candle could become a higher low. We could see it move lower. There's a lot of coulda, shoulda, woulda. I don't know. And you know what I do? You know, guys, you know this. The rule, if it's not clear, it's not there. Now, that doesn't just go for trading. That goes for trend as well. Now, it's not clear right now. There is still higher lows, and we do have a higher high. But for me, looking at Bitcoin, it's not the sort of chart that I'd be happy to be trading right now. The trend is not quite good enough. The market is not quite strong enough, either strong as in uptrend or strong as in downtrend. And of course, as a trader, I need direction. I don't know what's going to happen. Of course I don't. You know that. We don't know what's going to happen, but we work probabilities. And right now, I don't have a high enough probability of what's going on. But I can tell you this, with Bitcoin holding its ground around that 9,000 region, if you go ahead now, do it. Go ahead and do a Bitcoin cross scan. That is everything against Bitcoin. I am sure, I am absolutely sure that you will find some really good trends with the alts against Bitcoin. Why am I sure of that? Because Bitcoin's not doing a great deal. And we know there are plenty of other projects out there that are doing really, really, really good things. Now, trading against Bitcoin can have higher risk because when Bitcoin gets going, we know it really gets going, right? But it also produces opportunity. Now, we can trade against things like the dollar. We can trade against dollar tether. That's kind of our world, right? We can trade against Ethereum. But the biggest volume is trading against Bitcoin. And the biggest amount of opportunity is going long because we can't always short against Bitcoin, but we can go long. So what I do and what I'm about to do with my live trading floor and VIP members, because it is Thursday today, is go through and do my top 100 scan against Bitcoin, not the dollar, not dollar tether, against Bitcoin. Because I am sure as anything that there will be some very, very strong and good trends against Bitcoin. Now, coming away from markets for just a moment, let me take you away from markets for just a moment. I'm in New York, and I love this city, and I love what I do. And what I do allows me to come and do these amazing things and speak to amazing people all over the world. I am very blessed. People say I'm lucky. I don't really go for luck. I mean, look, sure, I'm happy to be lucky, but I don't go with luck, and neither should you. I spoke to a gentleman last night in the hotel that I'm at. I was downstairs. I got into New York late last night. Had jet lag, so I couldn't sleep, sat downstairs, read a book, and did some work. Now, this gentleman had been through a huge amount. He was a Canadian, one of the soldiers, and he'd been through a lot. Horrible upbringing, horrible world. Like the things he'd seen, the things he'd been through, and the people around him had fallen to all sorts of different temptations. You know, drugs, crime, these types of things, because it was a really non-hopey sort of area. You know, it was a downtrodden area he was from. And despite this, despite the people that he was friends with that got into the wrong circles, this young man managed to get himself out of that and stay on the right path. You know what really, really got me? He smiled after every single sentence. And this was a man who had been through just about all the bad you could possibly imagine, and he was still happy. And you know what it did for me? I talk about perspective all the time. I do. You know that. You listen to me talk about perspective. You know I do. But this gave me a different type of perspective. I did feel lucky after that. I did. I felt lucky. We make our own luck. We work our butts off. We train. We do what we do to get better and better and better. But some things we are born into. I'm lucky that I've got a wonderful family that I was born into. This gentleman was not. But he took what he had and he made a positive out of it. And that gave me so much perspective in that space. I am lucky. Damn right I am. And you know what? I'm lucky to be in New York. I'm lucky to be doing what I'm doing. And I thank all of you for having the opportunity to do so. So I'm going to push through tomorrow, probably be a bit tired. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to put on the best goddamn show and get the best guests for you guys. I'm going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to enjoy it because I now have the perspective that this is not just work for me. This is a lifestyle. This is something I am passionate about. And I know that you guys are going to listen. So I'm going to have a goddamn lot of fun. Guys, have a fantastic day. Do your scan against Bitcoin and see what you find. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.